Scripture this morning. And who do we believe Christ really is? The same goes for our reading today. And I wonder what the people in the synagogue, when they heard Jesus' sermon, were thinking. Who do they think he was? Especially when he said, "Today, the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." To the people in the synagogue, it most likely meant that Jesus was the promised Messiah. You see, Christ frees believers or sinners from the bonds of sin, guilt, corruption, and he died on the cross for that reason. The experience in our gospel, the following 3 years of ministry from this moment for Jesus leading up to that death on the cross, really wasn't that easy, was it? Yet, Jesus was prepared because of the foundation built, not just being from a child of God, but by attending services in the synagogue as a routine throughout his life, starting when he was a child, up to the temptation in the wilderness. So what does this teach us? This teaches us that we also need preparation to experience everything we experience in the wilderness. This teaches us that we also need to prepare. And the best way to do that is to prepare a strong faith with love, the regular attendance, worship, Bible study, living in community with each other. And this starts when we're children, which is probably, I think, one reason that Jesus opened the scripture up that day to Isaiah. And Isaiah's commission, as read by Jesus, is similar to the Great Commission that we often hear. It's part of our Christian growth. We bring good news and proclaim freedom to captivity to sin. Restore the sight of the blind. Help the oppressed. Feed the hungry. Study and evangelize. Thus, Christ's agenda for ministry that day was set. And it is our commission for us today. Jesus' ministry involved love and service, understanding, and he wants us to do the same. Especially since human weakness has both physical and spiritual dimensions to it. These dimensions came across as Jesus knew exactly what the people needed to hear that day in the synagogue, and he knew exactly what he was wanted to share with them. All the people in the synagogue, all of us today, are the poor, the hungry, the oppressed, the needy, the imprisoned, the blind. We fit into some category each and every day. Christ looks beyond the surface to the core of our soul and wants repentance, and that is to make a radical shift in how we see ourselves and how we act. So for that reason, we must acknowledge, however, that we are always captives to something. Whether it's jobs, television, radio, something that inspires us in the wrong way. Yet all of us can awaken to God's anointing power. It constantly inspires, constantly enlivens us, also soothes. It comforts us, and it transforms us. And that is all through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, if you were paying attention, can you hear that in Jesus' sermon today? Can you hear his words? Now, this made me think over the past week about Emmanuel. In those services last week, you actually had 2 weeks to think about it. Now, do we feel any discomfort or nervousness over our ministry here? At any time? Do we feel any discomfort or nervousness in talking about it with each other? Or outside the doors of this church? Do we feel confident in what we are called to do? As we feed those who come in on Tuesday or Saturday evenings, or Friday afternoons, are we confident in what we do? As we allow people to regularly use this magnificent, gorgeous building, are we confident, comfortable as we do it? Then, are we following the Great Commission? Let me explain this another way. Can many of you restate out loud Emmanuel's mission statement? Confession, during my annual evaluation, I couldn't either. It's true, we get sidetracked in our lives, don't we? The everyday happenings, the everyday occurrences. In our lives, we do get sidetracked, and that's why in Christianity, we forget the Great Commission, or even Emmanuel's mission statement, which includes the instruction of the resurrected Jesus Christ as his disciples. As they spread this word, it says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.'" Now last night as we were out for dinner, we saw a shooting star, whatever. We saw a sign in a restaurant, one of those things you put on the wall or above the door. It said the Ten Commandments are not multiple choice. You think about it. Very interesting. See, Jesus was quite confident and gave witness to the Holy Spirit working within himself. And do we see ourselves in that light? Can we always grow together this way as a community? And this begins with taking a self-inventory, reflection, prayer, and then action. Let's get started with it. Take a moment and think. Are we following the Great Commission? What inside ourselves do we have to share to do that? Really, what did Jesus do that day? He did the same thing we should do every time we hear Scripture. Locate ourselves in them. Are they talking about us? Speaking to us? Calling us to do the work of God? And with Jesus locating himself in the Scriptures in general, and this text in particular, can we who claim to follow him really do anything less? Over there, Chris.
Here comes the army.
Go ahead, have a seat. That's it. We can put faith in the Holy Spirit to guide us here at Emmanuel as well, and to pray together as God shows us what to do. It'll mean getting out of our comfort zones. Maybe sitting a little bit more forward. Switch sides once in a while. I don't know. It'd be fun. But please be aware that we will be discussing this even much further as a church council. And as a council, they're voted and empowered to lead you also in this idea. Stepping outside of our comfort zones. Looking at ministry, and that means evangelism, that word that everybody gets uncomfortable with. But don't worry, it's not a dirty word. Sharing the gospel outside these walls, getting out of our comfort zones, doing something new, here, now, today. And when we do these things, not only do we continue to do the work of Jesus, but we fulfill the mission of the church as Jesus intended and as we are called to do in the mission statement of Emmanuel. So please ask yourselves, what can we all here today offer as believers, as members of the body of Christ? What are our special gifts that we have? To sing, yes? Be ushers? To cook? Join the choir? Teach Sunday school? We still need a director of Christian Ed, somebody to volunteer. Are you good at organizing? Or is it as simple as giving a little more? These are all gifts that we can share. And it leads to us spreading the good news, inviting people into these walls. Because it's so easy at times to get bogged down and say, why aren't we growing? Who did you invite? Who are we inviting? That is the work of the church, to invigorate lives, to share the talents of each other, and to love one another in the name of Jesus. So can we simply have a conversation about that, about faith with somebody else? In what way do you take out of here worship today? Is that what you came in to hear each and every Sunday? And how do you enter worship each morning? Do you believe? Do you believe in the Christian mission? What do you expect to contribute each time we're here? In the knowledge that the church has the mission of souls. Sharing the good news. Sharing that gospel message of Jesus Christ, because he died for us. Save all believers from eternal death, absence from God. That is what we are called to share in different ways. And with musicians, it's sharing your voice. Piano. But each one of us also has to talk about our faith with each other and somebody else. That's what Jesus was doing that day in the synagogue. And that is what I hope you take out of here today. And the Holy Spirit does that with us, empowering us and strengthening us. Let us go forth out these doors today and take that with us. Amen.